Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 11, 2022, through Friday, July 15, 2022. Monday, July 11, 2022. Tennessee woman steals $300,000 in an IRS impersonation scheme. Talisha Futrell was indicted in March of 2022 for wire fraud, impersonating an officer or employee of the United States government, obstruction of a grand jury investigation, and tampering with a witness or victim. According to court documents, beginning in May 2014 and continuing until about May 28, 2019, Futrell devised an impersonation scheme to defraud and obtain money by means of false pretenses. The scheme began when a victim was contacted through Facebook by an individual using the name Jessica Johnson. Source: Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, 2022. Tuesday, July 12, 2022. Ruja Ignatova, FBI Top 10 Most Wanted Fugitives List. The FBI added Ruja Ignatova, aka Dr. Ruja Ignatova, Ruja Plemenova Ignatova, Ruja P. Ignatova, and Crypto Queen to its top 10 most wanted federal fugitives list. Ruja Ignatova is wanted for her alleged participation in a large-scale fraud scheme. Beginning in approximately 2014, Ignatova and others are alleged to have defrauded billions of dollars from investors all over the world. Ignatova was the founder of OneCoin Ltd., a Bulgarian-based company that marketed a purported cryptocurrency. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2022. Wednesday, July 13, 2022. Bucks County construction business owner sentenced to 2.5 years for $1.3 million tax fraud scheme. Samuel Bullock of Longhorn, Pennsylvania, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison, 1 year of supervised release, and ordered to pay $3,501,261 in restitution. Longhorn was sentenced for his orchestration of a tax fraud scheme to avoid paying nearly $1.3 million in federal income taxes and millions more in interest and penalties. According to U.S. Attorney Williams, Samuel Buck's scheme to enrich himself and avoid paying his fair share of income taxes victimized honest American taxpayers and business owners who did pay their tax obligations. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, July 14, 2022. Owner and operator of telemedicine and telemarketing companies sentenced to 14 years for $20 million fraud scheme and $4 million tax evasion. Mark Spron of Delray Beach, Florida, was sentenced to 14 years in prison for healthcare and wire fraud that cost Medicare more than $20 million and for evading taxes. According to court documents, Spron owned and operated several telemarketing and telemedicine companies, including CPL Media Group, Inc., MediPack, LLC, Real Time Physicians, LLC, 24-Hour Virtual MD, LLC, Meditech Worldwide, Inc., New World Holdings, Inc., and INS Cov, LLC. Spron used these monies to market medically unnecessary genetic tests to Medicare beneficiaries and to sell prescriptions, i.e., doctor's orders, for medically unnecessary genetic tests to laboratories in exchange for kickbacks and bribes. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, July 15, 2022. North Carolina nail salon owner sentenced to 15 years in prison for compelling a victim's labor for almost 2 years. Thoy Ten Long of Charlotte, North Carolina, was sentenced to 15 years in prison in order to pay $75,000 in restitution to a victim for engaging in human trafficking. According to evidence presented at trial, the defendant compelled the victim's labor for almost 2 years through a variety of coercive means. The defendant physically, emotionally, and verbally punished the victim when she disobeyed the defendant and otherwise failed to perform the required labor to the defendant's satisfaction. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.